Welcome. My name is Vincent Douglas Gregory. Today's show is about the New York Knicks' underachievements, Butler's Final Four berth, and the NFL sticking it to the man. The jury is still out on the New York Knicks, but I can't defend them because they have no defense. They average 106 points a game, and their opponents average 106 points a game. Now that's the way to win a game. But at times like this, I just sit back and I think,
hey Diddy,
what would Diddy do?
Take that. Knicks lose again. That's six in a row and one win in the last 10. If I'm watching, I'm sipping on gin. How you like that? How you like that?
If you thought that rap was bad, watch the Knicks play. Butler makes it to the Final Four. This is the second consecutive year. I'm not shocked at all. Their head coach is Harry Potter. What wizard wouldn't wish for his team to win?
Oh.
The more I discover about the NFL, the more I wish I was not a pirate looking for gold. What I'm about to tell you will make a grown man cry. According to the Associated Press survey of the 32 NFL teams, 17 are not changing their ticket prices. 9 are increasing their ticket prices. 4 are decreasing their ticket prices. And 2 are confused, increasing and decreasing their ticket prices depending on seating. My fuzzy math tells me 2018s are sticking it to the man. Who's the man? You know, the fans who love the game, the fans that actually pay their salaries. Good thing there's a lockout. They don't expect us to pay for season tickets when there are no games, right? Thanks for watching. You know what to do. Peace out.